This is Kelly Blewett. I am joined tonight by Kristen Hanna, a lawyer turned writer with 21 novels under her belt, including her latest, The Nightingale. Nightingale tells the story of two French sisters struggling to survive the German occupation of France during World War II. The novel has been on the New York Times bestseller list for 6 months and counting, and TriStar Pictures has optioned the film rights. Welcome, Kristen. And I just wanted to open it up to you. Could you tell us a bit about the book?
This book is basically about two sisters who have lived very disparate lives, whose lives are changed suddenly by World War II and the German occupation. One of the sisters is sort of a young, bold, impetuous girl who runs off to join the French resistance and risks her life. And the other is an older married woman whose husband is in a prisoner of war camp, and she is trying to keep her daughter alive, and the Germans move into their town and into her home. She is sort of tasked with trying to figure out how to survive in this dangerous world.
Yes, the sisters are so different, and you write that they both face a lot of ethical dilemmas. And I really loved how you brought those dilemmas to life in this very local context of France during the war. I wondered if you could talk a little bit about some of the dilemmas that each sister faced and sort of her orientation to the war.
There's a sentence somewhere in the book, at least I think it's in there, where one of the sisters understands that she needs to learn to be brave. And the other sister realizes that she needs to learn a little bit of fear. That's sort of the crux of their two journeys. The woman who, Vianne, who has no husband at home and a daughter to care for, really sort of believes in the beginning with the Nazi living in her home and taking over her town, that if she can just keep her head down and not draw attention to herself, that she can survive this and she can keep her child safe. As the war goes on and more information gets out on what's happening in the countryside and with the camps and what the Nazis are doing to the Jewish people and to the French people and around Europe, she begins to realize that she's going to have to make a harder choice than that. And so she is forced with sort of deciding what I think is an amazing question for anyone to ask themselves who reads the book also. At what point would you risk your life and risk your child's life to save a stranger? What kind of a world is it and what kind of a person are you if you choose not to do that? And so that sort of is Vianne's ethical question. Whereas Isabel sort of throws herself into helping create a route to save downed airmen and doesn't really realize until she's far into it that she is risking her life and risking her freedom and that a lot of her friends are going to die and that she may die. And she grows up during the course of this novel and accepts the choices that she has made.
As I mentioned before, this has been optioned for movie rights by TriStar Pictures. I wondered if you were envisioning any type of actress embodying these two sisters as you wrote the book or who you might have as your absolute fantasy actress to play one.
I'm a huge movie buff. I love the movies. My husband and son are both in the movie business. So I know that there are just so many great actresses out there, and there's a lot of them that I would like to see. So I'm just hoping that they pick someone really amazing and that they make a story that is at its heart about the power of women and the resilience of the human spirit.
You wrote that you were thinking that sometimes the stories of women aren't shared as much in history. Is that part of what made you want to go back and imagine this story?
Absolutely. And it's also, I think, a lot of women, especially in war, because I've done a couple of these stories, they go and they survive and they do these amazing, extraordinary things in these difficult and dangerous times. And then the war ends and they come home and they never tell anybody what they did. Children grow up not knowing their grandparents' stories. And so I really also just wanted to say we need to talk about this. We need to share this. We need to understand the sacrifices that were made at this time.
Now, you have written 21 books. Several of them are set in contemporary times. And I'm just wondering, as you wrote this historical novel, I understand it was shared with some people who were in Holocaust studies. what kinds of historical details you found out about this time period that really surprised you, that shaped particular scenes?
The consistently surprising thing to me, just sort of from a human nature perspective, is how brave these men and women of the resistance were and the risks that they took to help the airmen, to pass information, to hide Jewish children and Jewish families, to save Jewish lives. It was just staggering, the risks that they took. It was ultimately very uplifting to see how courageous men and women could be in times of war, not soldiers, ordinary people.
And in light of that, it reminds me a little bit of the opening lines of the novel, which I thought were just exquisite. I'm just going to quote you here. In love, we find out who we want to be. In war, we find out who we are. And I wondered if you could talk a little bit about love and war as it related to both women, because their romantic lives are unfolding even during these really traumatic years.
And that's something that was really important to me. I mean, yes, it's a book about World War II, and it's got the darkness and the deprivation and the broad epic canvas of the war. But I also wanted it to be very much about these two young women and their lives and their relationship together and relationships with their husbands and falling in love and falling out of love and how the war impacted those relationships. And does love become more precious or more frightening in times like these? You know, I just thought all of that was important to also embrace, not just the sort of the statistics and the facts.
How have readers responded to this book?
The response to this book has been humbling and staggering and amazing. Like you said, I've written 21 novels. And suddenly everybody is reading this book. It's on all the bestseller lists. Book clubs are choosing it. And I think it's just because this story resonates so profoundly with men and women. And it is this story of the human spirit and the resilience of love. And it's a very powerful story and people are really embracing it.
Well, thank you so much for sharing a little bit about it with our listeners today.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
I've been talking with Kristen Hanna about her novel, The Nightingale. For more information, visit our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.